Hi, this is Dan Tallarico, the social media and PR specialist at Printing Industries of America, and I'm here with...
I'm Julie Schaefer, Vice President, Digital Technologies.
And we are going to talk a little bit about the Integrated Print Forum and all it has to offer. But first, I've heard some people talking about augmented reality, and how would a printer leverage that?
Yeah, we're actually going to do a hands-on lab on augmented reality at the Integrated Print Forum, and you know, I really think it's actually a big new potential for print. Here's an example. Harry Potter movie just came out, right?
I love Harry Potter.
And so the
Did you dress up when you went?
I didn't go yet because my son's not home. He's coming home from a month away. I'm not going to... I need a beard of a kid to go to a kid's movie.
Right.
But anyway, we digress. And if you buy the DVDs for the last two movies...
Mm-hmm.
And if you... They've got augmented reality markers in them. So if you hold them up... And you have the device, you hold up your smartphone, and you hold up the DVD cover, and Harry Potter will pop up on one. If you have both of them, you'll have Voldemort and Harry Potter pop up, and they are like sword fighting.
Really?
And you will see that sort of like it's popping up off of the front of the printed cover of the DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an example. And because a lot of augmented reality, there's a lot of different types, but the type that we work with print will be working with a marker. Could be even a QR code, but you can make like a marker out of anything. It's usually like a black and white line drawing. And you have the marker and you link it to a 3D model usually.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone looks at that marker and reads it with a reader on their smartphone, they'll actually see an object as if they're looking at it through the camera lens. So you see whatever in the background and you see this 3D model popping up kind of in front of it, kind of floating there. And there are lots and lots of ways people are using this. Certain Ben and Jerry's ice cream tubs, if you take a look at, do a reading off of one of the lids right in the freezer in the grocery store, you'll see like a little cow or something pop up on the lid.
Mm-hmm. Now, so that's something that at the Integrated Print Forum, people will sort of be able to create on their own then?
Yes, in a 50-minute class, you'll sit down in our Mac lab. These are really limited. We can only get 18 people in there that mm-hmm. can actually manipulate the computers. We only have 18 Macs down there, and we could put some of this in there to watch, but you'll actually create the marker. We'll probably have some pre-made 3D models, mm-hmm. and you'll link the 3D model to the marker, and you'll actually build one and be able to deploy it yourself. Actually, you know, anybody can do this stuff. It's really not out of the realm of possibility.
And so that's something they'll be able to leave this conference with and be able to sort of offer their customers then?
Yeah, they'll be able to build on that. I mean, the tough part is understanding and creating 3D models, and there are a lot of designers who do that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there are actually websites that actually have pre-made models that you can use to at least do a proof of concept. So if you're working with somebody that actually has 3D renderings of their artwork, you can easily do this part of it where you're putting the marker, putting it on some collateral material, putting it even on a printed piece, a package piece, to build this stuff out. So I think that the most difficult part is really the rendering of a 3D model.
Right. That's interesting. So any other hands-on labs you want to discuss while we're talking about them?
Well, you know, I've heard a lot of talk lately about, you know, people go, and I'm frustrated by this myself when it comes to QR codes. And you shoot the code, and you're looking at just somebody's website on your phone.
All right.
And right, a website that's not been optimized for mobile on your phone
is
horrible, right? And you're zooming, and even if you've got an iPhone where you can quickly zoom in easily, it's a pain. And so making websites mobile ready is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a hands-on lab for that. In fact, the website that we built for the Integrated Print Forum is what we'll use.
Okay.
So that's mobile ready. In fact, if you visit Integrated printing.org/integrated print with your phone, you will go to a mobile ready website. So you everything's the right size, you're not squinting, you're not zooming. And so that's one thing we're going to teach folks how to do. And then we've got a couple of courses being taught by Dr. John Leininger, who's a database sort of guru and variable data guy. And there's going to be one on mastering relational databases and really working with scripts for dynamic direct mail.
Right. Well, it seems like there's a lot of very neat things at this conference. What was that?
Something for everybody.
Something for everyone. for more information, visit printing.org/integrated print. And that's October 23rd to
25th? 23rd is just the day you're coming in. It's the 24th and 25th.
Excellent. All right. Well, if you have any questions, visit us on the internet.
You can get to us through printing.org/integrated print.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye.